Hi, my name is Elise. I'm the Left Brain Intuitive, and I'm wondering if this intuitive message is for you. Today's message is for a woman who is wanting to strangle her coworker. Somebody's been grating on your nerve for a long time, and bless your heart, you have been really trying to suppress this, to minimize it so that you don't, express frustration even at this person. So it's well kept under control, which is really great for that person because, there's no consequences to whatever she's doing. But it's really tough on you though. And specifically, it's tough on your nervous system. And the reason I want to deliver this message today is because there will be a point where your nervous system, which is being activated a lot right now, from all the chemical energy of being really angry and then pushing it down and then being very angry and then pushing it down. This is a lot of work and it's exhausting. And eventually your nervous system will be tired of this. This is a little bit like if you're in a fight, but you're not actually fighting, it's just internal. Now, in a fight, if you're actually fighting with somebody, you get activated and then there's a sort of catharsis, you express the frustration and there's something that happens there, a release in your nervous system. Nature is kind of smart that way. It kind of designed this to be kind of a full circle so that eventually the anger drains from you and your nervous system can go back to its natural state of being. You're not having this. This is the problem that we're having, is this will degenerate in a physical symptom eventually. Now, whenever I do a reading for like a physical problem, I always see it in the energy first, always. Because really what I'm doing right now, I'm not reading your mind. What I'm doing right now is I'm reading your hard drive, which is your entire physical body. Your physical body is as encoded everything that's ever happened to you and all the people before you. Because that's in your DNA. It's information. It's not information that most people can read. So, of course, I know that I do something that is really rare. But it's still information and it's still there. And that's where I look. So when I'm looking at a physical symptom, especially one that doesn't heal, or when I'm doing a reading and I'm seeing something in the energy, basically the hard drive in your body, and I see a symptom that is not expressed yet, so you haven't become sick yet, but you're going there really fast. It's kind of a downhill slope here. So my message for you today is that I want to stop that real bad. I want to stop that. I want you to stop hurting yourself in this way, not realizing that you're doing it, because I can see that In the trace that it leaves behind when you have these interactions, you feel that you're doing the right thing. And indeed you are for the other person. You totally are. But you're not necessarily doing the right thing for you. And this is where the problem lies. Now, this is something that's been going on with this person, but however, I feel it's a pattern. It's not the first time that this has happened, where there's a problem with somebody and in your desire to be nice, you suppress the anger, which is actually your indicator that a conversation needs to be had to work out something that is more comfortable for both parties. And instead, you just take the whole thing on your shoulder and you carry that burden. And so the intuitive message I have for you today is that you need an immediate solution for your nervous system. But I also hope that hearing this message will inspire you to find a long-term solution for this problem. Because even if you solve the immediate issue with this coworker, it's going to come up again because it's kind of a global, a general pattern. And there's really good reasons for that in your logical mind probably that I can't see because I don't read minds, but I read the trace that a top leaves behind on your hard drive or your physical body. But I'm hoping that you'll feel inspired to find a different way to do this, to find a way to deal with your anger when a situation doesn't work for you, and to just figure out a way to share the responsibility and to share the solution. How can we make this better for both of us? instead of deciding to shouldering it all on your own. Okay, so just for today, though, to give you an immediate intuitive solution. So the issue is that you're not able to complete the cycle of, you know, something happens, you get activated, you express the frustration and the anger, and then the cycle is completed. And this is, you can see that, right? It's a somewhat short-term solution just because it allows your nervous system to go back to neutral, but it might get triggered again. But I do want to give you something today that you can use today, you know? And here's what I would suggest. A lot of that anger is not heard. And it's not really important that the other person necessarily be the one to hear it, but it's important that somebody hears it, even if that somebody is you. And when you suppress the anger, you do it so quickly that you don't even acknowledge it. You're so good at this, you have a lot of practice. You're so good at this that you don't even acknowledge that something just happened that made you so angry with that colleague. And maybe because it's your job, right? And so you don't want to lose your job, or you don't want to upset this person and create a negative work environment. And so you're really good at suppressing this one. So here's what I would suggest. Whenever throughout the day you start to feel or you find yourself in that frustration with that coworker, or in that rage at that coworker, or that anger, any of those kinds of emotion, take a moment to withdraw from the conversation. Don't keep going. Just excuse yourself, you know, go to the bathroom, whatever you can come up with. And I would suggest that you write down, it can be digital or it can be on paper, but that you write down the anger that you feel. And you can do it. You can also do it at home. If you feel uncomfortable doing that at work, I can see that because there's people around you. I feel like you're in an open environment. So it can be uncomfortable. So when you get home, though, put a reminder on your phone right there and then to write your angry letter, as I call them. And then I want you to write in that letter the most venomous, the most bitchy, whiny, mean stuff that comes to you when you think about what just happened. Like, don't censor it. Don't censor it. You will censor a lot of times in your life. This is not one of those times. And just vomit. Vomit all of that on the paper. Now, in my experience, it works better if you do it on an actual piece of paper as rather than digitally. But either way, if you do it digitally or if you do it on paper, you have to get rid of that energy, which has been transferred on the paper. Because from an energy perspective, when I watch people do this, the energy is literally sucked from their energy and goes onto the paper. You don't want to hold on to that. That's bad. That's going to be a terrible vibration there. So I don't want you to put it in the trash in your house. If you have a fireplace in the backyard, go burn it. This will be the most effective, because when you burn stuff like that, the heat of the fire actually dissolves or kind of releases the negative energy, and it becomes neutral and can be reabsorbed into the world. It's a really cool system. But if that's not possible for you, then go ahead and tear it apart. You know, we don't want anybody to read this ever, you know, so this is not something that you'll ever share with somebody. It's just for you, just for you. And tear it in little pieces and go put in the garbage can, the one that goes to the street, you know, so that next time the garbage comes up, it will be picked up. But tear it out in little pieces to really kind of, it's done, you're finished. And then, you know, if you can put it outside your house, that's awesome. But do not leave this in a house. Do not write this in a journal. That would be terrible, because you're just going to build up toxic energy in your own house. So don't do that. If you do it digitally, erase it, you know, just delete it in a way that you cannot go back to it. So empty the trash can. And why? Why is that? It's because subconsciously, if you can go back to it, there will always be a sort of link, an energy link between you and this toxic moment. And we don't want anybody to be slashed by that, including you. We don't want that. We just want you to be able to finish the cycle. We want you to have this massive vomit of negative energy onto the paper, and then we want you to destroy it and let it go completely. You can never get it back, and that's perfect. It completes the cycle. All right, that's all I'm getting for you today. I hope this was helpful. And, you know, I always post these messages on my intuitive community at levebrainintuition.com. And I would love to see you there. Talk to you soon.